Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
This is TripleYourClients.com with your host, Andy Brown.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Expert marketing advice to triple your clients today.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome to episode 39 of TripleYourClients.com podcast. My name's Andy Brown from St. Andrews, Fife, Scotland. I know I'm not Scottish, I'm very English. I actually originate from Kent, but worked my way up the UK, up to Bonnie, Scotland, and I will be here for a very long time. I absolutely love it, and not just because of the golf, but it is a beautiful place to live. Now, from here, like I say, in St. Andrews, I make it my mission to give you as much business know-how as I can, especially the stuff that I learn from my clients and the case studies and the work we put together to get some results for them. Now, one of the things we always come across when we're reviewing a website is the FAQ page, the page where, you know, it's supposed to be the page that answers all the questions that a customer prospect has about your product or service and the problems they have. Often, it's kind of a few questions, one-line answers, and it doesn't really serve its purpose. It's not exactly the pinnacle of content marketing. It's a little bit of a letdown in most cases. It's just the way it's happened over the years. We kind of thought, okay, what are the top 10 questions? And we put them down there, and we forget about it. We don't ever go back to that page and improve upon it. Now, off the back of teachings from Marcus Sheridan of the salesline.com, check it out. Talks about how we should all be educators in our website, educating a teacher of the knowledge we have about our business. And we can only do that successfully when we're answering a lot of questions that our customers and prospects give us. And if you can imagine, if you set out a piece of paper and you listed all the questions your customers are asking you, do it away from your computer, relax, you know, have a drink, really get into their mind and work out all those questions. You're going to easily get to 50 questions. And each of those questions deserves an answer. And I would suggest that each of those answers should be a minimum of 300 words, getting on to sometimes 500 words. That's how it should be. Now, if you're going to put all those answers on one page, an FAQ page, it's going to be a very, very long page. And I wouldn't recommend it. And also wouldn't recommend it for a very good search engine optimization reasons, because it would be impossible to optimize that page for all the different keywords that you use within all those 50 answers. It would be impossible. The best strategy is to have a page per answer. So you have a page per question and answer. And then you have your main page, which has all the links to the different questions. Now, when you're setting that up, you will come across a couple of problems, particularly if you're doing it in WordPress, because you won't know quite how to do it successfully. Because the ideal situation is where someone reads an answer, and then you should present all the other questions below it. You don't want them clicking back to see the list and then choosing one. You actually want them to go to an answer, and within that page, see all the next all the other questions. And one of the best ways to set it up is using two plugins I use. One is called XYZ HTML, and one's called Afterpost Content. If you use WordPress, you know it's very easy to install these plugins. And the Afterpost Content does exactly what it says on the tin. It allows you to add content after a post. So, if you can imagine, for every question you're answering, you need this opportunity to add a list at the end. And so this is what Afterpost Content does. It gives you a space to put all the different links in. But then you wouldn't really want to, if you're going through WordPress in every single post, go into the Afterpost Content field and just copy and paste all of the links to all the different questions and answers. Because if you needed to add one more in the future, you'd have to go back to every page, 50-odd pages in WordPress, and update all of them. So this is why you need the other plugin, which is called XYZ HTML, which allows you to create just one set of links to all the different questions. and it becomes a short code within WordPress. And then you can plug that into the afterpost content field. So sorry if this is sounding a little bit complicated, because believe me, it isn't. You just need these two plugins working together, and it really does save you a lot of time. So you're not put off by actually answering another question as you hear it from your customer prospect, or as an ongoing situation that you would come across. You know, someone would phone up with a question, you thought, oh, that'd be a good idea to put out on the website. Where you would go into WordPress, create a new page, answer that question, and then go into XYZ HTML, where you've got only that one instance of all your different questions, add the link to the new post that you just made, and that would automatically display in all the other 50 other pages. So those two plugins really make your life a lot easier and make the viewing experience for the person that's reviewing your FAQ page or pages, you know, 50 odd pages now, and a lot more effective. And another recommendation is that when someone comes to your website, generally people tuck away the FAQ page. It's part of the navigation. Sometimes it's in the sidebar or in the footer. But I always talk about making it a feature. I talk about having typically three options on your homepage: big icons or larger text font to drive someone down a funnel, or at least guide them. Everyone likes to have a handheld when they're browsing a website. No one likes to land on a homepage and think, oh, where should I go? And one of the signals, as it were, one of the signs that you can put on your homepage and make it very unmissable is to say, look, you're top, and then however many questions you got. And that's great, because everyone's coming to your website with a question, and if they actually click on it and see the amount of time and effort you've gone in to answer all these different problems that they have, that is a wonderful start to a relationship there. They're comparing you with all the others who have just have these one-page FAQs. So that's it in a nutshell. I don't often get too technical on the shows, because here we are on audio and I'm trying to describe something that is best described maybe with a video, a YouTube video, to show you how the plugins work together. But please reach out to Andy Brown at tripleyclients.com if you want me to maybe over the phone just go over how to set it up in a little bit more detail. Just repeat it so that you're completely clear. Or on Twitter, Andy Brown TYC, at Andy Brown TYC. I can help you out there. I really, really do recommend these two plugins. They are great. Each one's got a simple job to do, and they do them very well. And it is an advantage, obviously, if you have your website on WordPress, that you can add this functionality. There's a whole world of different plugins out there, and every sort of week I come across a different plugin. You test it, see if it works, and if it doesn't work, it's easy to deactivate. And if it works, and it adds to your marketing mix, and you carry on using it, and you recommend it to others, and then you hear recommendations yourself. So there are a set of plugins. I mean, I could do another 30 odd shows on the different plugins I use, but these two are very important, because they really are the benchmark for providing a very good FAQ setup for your website. So that's been useful. The name of the plugins again are After Post Content, and the other one is XYZ HTML. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that's been of some benefit, and let us know if it's helped. And if you want to listen to other shows, please go to tripleyourclients.com /podcast, and you can review all the other shows and hopefully benefit your business. Take care. Until next time, have fun. Cheerio. Bye.
Have you ever wished you had more visitors to your business website, where you switch a button and instantly benefit from a steady, consistent stream of new potential clients and customers? One such proven way to do this is by using Google AdWords. Unfortunately, many businesses fail to take advantage of this opportunity, make huge mistakes, and waste their marketing budget. This is why I recommend you head over to tripleyourclients.com and grab Andy's free 44-page report. on the 17 ways to maximize your Google AdWords ROI today. Simply enter your name and email on the homepage to have full access to Andy's special report within seconds.